By faith, Moses was hidden by his parents for 3 months after his birth because they saw that the child was beautiful and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Now, if you're familiar with feminist criticism, you know that there is a tendency in some New Testament and Old Testament writers to suppress the role of women of faith in the story. And that is certainly the case with this verse. It says, by faith Moses was saved by his parents who saw that he was beautiful. This verse alludes to a story in the second chapter of Hebrews. And that's going to be our scripture lesson for today. And let me set the context for what happens in this lesson. Pharaoh has just issued a totally horrendous and unjust edict. Pharaoh has decreed that every baby boy born to a Hebrew family is to be put to death at birth, drowned in the River Nile. And then this is the story that's written after that edict is made. A certain man of the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw how beautiful it was, when she saw, not the parents, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a wicker basket for him and caulked it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child into it and placed it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. And his sister stationed herself at a distance to learn what would befall him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe in the Nile while her maidens walked along the Nile. She spied the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to fetch it. When she opened it, she saw that it was a child, a boy crying. She took pity on it and said, "This must be a Hebrew child." Then his sister came up and said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get you a Hebrew nurse to suckle the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said, "Yes." So the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will pay your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she made him her son. She named him Moses, saying, "It means I drew him out of the water." And what you have in this story is the story of three women of faith who actively defy Pharaoh. The story of three women of faith who intentionally break the law. The story of three women of faith who commit an act of civil disobedience. And those acts by these three women are the opening chapters in a long story that will lead to the ultimate act of liberation in the Hebrew Bible, the Exodus from Egypt. And I think that this is a pretty interesting place to stand as we think about the events of the last 6 months. Acts of civil disobedience starting a movement that is going to ultimately lead to the realization of our prayers for justice and equality. I want to remember these three women and the small and in their own context, insignificant actions they took, and honor them. You have Moses' mother, who when her baby was born, did what any mother would have wanted to do. There is no way she could obey Pharaoh's order and drown her son in the Nile. She did everything she could to save his life. She tried hiding him at home. It's hard to hide a baby at home. They cry. Hard to keep it secret from the neighbors, you have a baby. And when that proved to be impossible, she did a very risky and scary thing. She decided to try to give up the child so that he might live. She got a basket made of reeds. She made it watertight. She put her baby in it. She took the basket down to the River Nile. She set it floating in the bulrushes in the Nile at a place where the wealthy women of Egypt came to bathe. And then she left her son there and left, not knowing what would happen, not having any control over it from that point. But she had her daughter, Moses' older sister, Miriam, stay and keep watch. Well, Pharaoh's daughter comes down to the river to bathe. Pharaoh's very own daughter, and she sees the basket. She has it brought to her. She opens it up. There's a baby boy in the basket crying. And she's an intelligent woman. She immediately figures out exactly what is going on here. She says, this must be a Hebrew boy. And she has the decision to make. Will she obey the order of her father, the Pharaoh? Or will she defy that order? And like Moses' mother, she acts out of the integrity of her own heart. She looks on this child. She feels pity for him. She decides to adopt him and raise him as her own. And then Miriam, Moses' sister, this young girl, rushes up to Pharaoh's daughter. There's a Yiddish word for what she has. The word's chutzpah. Miriam has chutzpah. She goes right up to Pharaoh's daughter and says, ma'am, do you want me to get a Hebrew woman to nurse your baby for you? And Pharaoh's daughter says yes, and she brings back Moses' own mother. And Pharaoh's daughter hires Moses' mother to bring up her own child, pays her a salary. And as a result of the actions of Moses' mother, Miriam, and Pharaoh's daughter, Moses is the one who is later able to lead Israel through the Red Sea and into the wilderness and into freedom. I think the point is that freedom and justice are not accomplished in a single moment in time. It's not a single moment, and it's not a single momentous action. Justice happens because thousands and thousands of people do what their faith compels them to do. They act out of the integrity of their hearts. Thinking back to the Winter of Love, over 8,000 individuals made acts of civil disobedience. They defied the law of the state of California. They followed the integrity of their heart. They got married. And Gavin was one of them, and Karen was one of them, but there were 8,000 plus individuals who took part in it. And that's the way we're ultimately going to get to where we want to go. It's not going to be the action of one politician who's going to save the day for us. It's going to be what all of us acting together do. Because it's not a short journey. It's not going to happen tomorrow or the next day. It's a long and winding road. And together, through our acts of faith and integrity, that day that we long for will come. And I'm confident of that. And I think we all are. And let's say together, amen.